Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and let's get right to the governor of Pennsylvania. Josh Shapiro is with us. Governor, good morning. Appreciate you taking time to join us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great to be with you.
Coming off yesterday, I want to start with the remembrance that took place here. The 1027 Healing Partnership, with the 6 years since the Tree of Life massacre, and I know this touches you very deeply, but since then, anti-Semitism, as you're acutely aware, has ramped up. Where do we begin to try to stem this tide?
Well, first and foremost, we should always remember Joyce and Richard, Rose, Jerry, Cecil, David, Bernice, Sylvan, Daniel, Melvin, and Irving, and their memories should always be a blessing for all. And I think they should cause all of us to come together and do the hard work necessary to try and stamp out hate in our communities. I think the 1027 Healing Project, I've had the privilege to work with them a bit, they're doing that important work. I think the fact that we are rebuilding the Tree of Life is not just a place of worship, but also a place of education to combat anti-Semitism and other forms of hatred and bigotry is going to be an important piece of that. There's no one thing that is going to address anti-Semitism or hatred or bigotry. But I think it's on all of us to do this hard work necessary to try and understand people better, to try and push those who would spew hate aside, not give them these large platforms in our communities. And I think we owe it to those who perished in the deadliest act of anti-Semitism in our nation's history to do this work. I try and do that every day as governor. There are others doing that work every day, and I think we're better for it. But make no mistake, there's real serious anti-Semitism out there, and the best way to combat it is by all of us bringing our voices together and standing up for one another.
Appreciate that. Obviously, a very emotional day for us here in Pittsburgh in particular. That said, speaking of Pittsburgh, Friday, you brought some really good news with this collective of a $600 million plan to revitalize downtown Pittsburgh. I think that surprised a lot of people, maybe, that, hey, people are paying attention to the issues that are in front of us.
Yeah, look, my team and I have been working our tails off on this for months, as have local leaders, both in the business community and on the governmental side. Let me just state this to start. A healthy downtown is vital to having a healthy and successful Pennsylvania, meaning we need Pittsburgh to succeed if we want to reach our full potential in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I think anyone who looks at it knows that downtown has been struggling. And so when some of the leaders came to me months ago and asked for, some state money to help, I said, look, the state will be there, but we need a comprehensive plan, one that brings everybody in, where the private sector and the public sector are all rowing in the same direction, where we all share the same vision. So I wanted to use the Commonwealth's resources to be a catalyst for this kind of change. And, frankly, there's a playbook here that we pulled from a little bit that, Jim Rohr led back the end of the, in the 1980s, 1990s to begin, the renaissance in Pittsburgh that, we've been living through and benefiting from. It's time for another big shot in the arm like that. And so as a result of this collaboration of everybody working together, I mean, for example, I was on the phone asking private sector leaders for money for this effort to kick in, because I think it was so important that we have skin in the game, that everybody does. The Commonwealth itself, we're going to invest $62 million, but we're going to catalyze nearly $600 million to help spur on the type of development and growth that we need downtown. It's going to allow us to build mixed-use housing. It's going to allow us to refurbish our parks and public spaces like Point State Park. We're going to focus on cleaner, safer, vibrant neighborhoods that is going to allow people from outside Pittsburgh to want to come downtown for events, for dinner, go to the bar, whatever it is, cultural events. But it's also going to say to others in other states, hey, Pittsburgh is a place where you want to be. We're also bringing in the arts and culture community, because I think to have a vibrant community, a vibrant downtown, the arts and culture community has to be engaged. So we're investing there as well. So we're seeing a state investment that's catalyzing this private investment. The city of Pittsburgh has committed about $22 million through their Urban Redevelopment Authority. And everybody's rowing in the same direction and working together. And listen, Larry, I mean, I think, you know, because you cover this stuff, you follow this stuff, you've seen examples where people aren't on the same page, where they're not rowing in the same direction. Here in Pittsburgh, we are all moving in the same direction. I'm proud of the role that we played in pulling people together and excited for the future of downtown. We got a lot of work to do, and I'm going to be carefully monitoring this and staying on top of it and being super engaged in the process and feel really good about where things are headed.
We're with Governor John Shapiro. That said, the elephant in the room is a week from tomorrow. This country, sharply divided down the middle, will elect the next president. You've been very vocal in your support for Kamala Harris. And is there really enough people to change their minds? You think enough people are set in their ways now that they're not going to change their vote in the next week? Or do you?
Yeah, look, obviously the vast majority of people have made up their minds. And by the way, I think they just want it to be over so they don't see the ads and, you know, get the messages. But there are still some folks, you know, who are just kind of tuning in, who will decide late. You know, they're busy with their own lives, take care of their kids, their families, you know, dealing with issues with their work, whatever the case may be. And I think it's important that we run through the finish line here and make sure those who haven't yet made up their mind see the clear contrast in this race, understand the stark differences between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And I think if you're a Pennsylvania voter and you haven't made up your mind, I'd encourage you to, you know, focus in and understand that you not only have a vote because you're a Pennsylvanian, you really have an outsized role in this election. Of course, Pennsylvania is, you know, really the swingiest of all swing states. And so as Pennsylvania goes, I think this is maybe the one thing Donald Trump and Kamala Harris agree on. As Pennsylvania goes, likely so goes the nation when determining who the next president is. And so I just encourage everybody to do your research, think through the issues, but make sure that you cast your ballot and that your voice is heard and strengthens our democracy.
Is the economy the number one issue, in your opinion?
I think it's the top thing I hear about from folks, but understand, you know, Pennsylvanians can walk and chew gum at the same time, meaning they care about the economy. They can also care about reproductive freedom. They can also care about the fate of our democracy. And I think what you see, and this is what I hear from folks, I think the polling bears this out. The economy is critically important. Freedom, like the right for women to make decisions over their own bodies, critically important. Immigration is an issue on people's minds. And so, yeah, those are the issues that people are talking to me about. And those are the issues that seem to be resonating with voters. And I think there's a clear contrast on all those things between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Kamala Harris wants to cut taxes for small businesses and for the middle class. Actually, Donald Trump's economic policy would raise costs on small businesses and the middle class. Kamala Harris wants to strengthen our healthcare system. Donald Trump wants to do away with the Affordable Care Act. I mean, you couldn't have a clearer contrast. By the way, 1.2 million Pennsylvanians get their healthcare from the Affordable Care Act. I mean, Donald Trump is literally running on a platform of denying 1.2 million Pennsylvanians access to their healthcare and hasn't come up with an alternative plan, at least not one that I'm aware of. I mean, there's some really stark contrast when it comes to these economic issues, these so-called, you know, pocketbook issues. And I just want to encourage voters to do their research, look at it, and think about who's going to make their lives better in that space. Obviously, you know my opinion on that. I think it's Kamala Harris. But for those who haven't made up their minds yet, I think those issues are really important to spend some time digging in on.
Governor John Shapiro, appreciate the time today, sir. Thank you.
Hey, great to be with you, Larry. Have a great day.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.